Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive into what's going on in the world?
Absolutely. Always love seeing what's grabbing the attention of young minds these days.
Right. Today we are peeking into The Juice, you know, that educational app for kids. It's fascinating to get a glimpse into the stories they're exploring.
Totally. It's like a window into how they're seeing the world.
Okay, so this first story is about Mountain Dew. It says they are changing their logo.
Oh, interesting. What's the change?
Well, they are giving it kind of like a vintage makeover, bringing back the full mountain and going for a more classic look, I guess.
Ah, so playing on that nostalgia. I see. I wonder if it's part of that whole trend of nostalgia marketing.
Yeah, like what?
Like when, you know, a popular band from the past gets back together for a reunion tour. Or they remake a movie that was super popular years ago. Remember when they brought back those, what were they called?
Yeah, those were everywhere.
Exactly. It's all about tapping into those positive memories and emotions associated with the past. Brands use it all the time to try to make us feel more connected to their products.
Makes sense. So in Mountain Dew's case, they're trying to make us think about mountains and nature.
It seems like it. And you know what's interesting about that? Mountain Dew, believe it or not, it wasn't always a neon green soda.
What?
Yeah, seriously. Back in the 1940s when it was first created, it was actually a mixer, you know, for alcoholic drinks like whiskey. Can you imagine?
Wow. That is such a change.
Really goes to show how much brands can evolve over time. Right?
Definitely. It would be fun to like brainstorm with kids about how they think brands might change in the future. What would they come up with?
You know? Oh, absolutely. Kids come up with the best ideas.
Okay, well, let's move on from sugary drinks to something way bigger. Mount Everest. Did you know that Mount Everest is still growing?
Wait, really? I mean, I know the Earth is constantly changing, but I thought the tallest mountain in the world would be, you know, done growing by now.
Apparently not. The Juice says that it's actually increasing in height, like a tiny, tiny bit each year.
Wow. Now that's a tough one to wrap your head around. How do they even measure that?
Right. Imagine trying to explain that to a kid. But it's actually a great way to talk about plate tectonics and how the Earth is constantly moving and changing. It's just that we don't always see it.
And probably a good way to teach them about erosion, too, because isn't that how it works?
Yeah, basically. The way they explain it in The Juice is by using the concept of isostatic rebound. Essentially, as the land around Mount Everest erodes away, it's like it becomes a lighter load on the Earth's crust, so the mountain is kind of able to, like, rise up a bit.
Yeah.
Wild, huh?
That is wild. It's like a super slow-motion elevator ride only going up.
Exactly. Shows you that even forces that seem destructive, like erosion, can have these unexpected and kind of cool consequences.
Totally. It's a great reminder that change is always happening, whether we realize it or not, both in nature and in, well, everything, really.
Speaking of change, the next story is about something that's always changing. Politics.
Oh, boy. I wonder what The Juice is saying about politics these days.
Well, they are reporting that early voting numbers in the U.S. are, get this, breaking records, especially in Georgia, it sounds like.
Interesting. Early voting has become a really big deal in recent years.
It really has. And it's not just about convenience anymore, you know? Like, both political parties are encouraging people to vote early now, but for different reasons, it seems.
Right, which makes it a really strategic move. I wonder if kids today even realize how different that is from how voting used to be.
Probably not, but it's definitely something worth talking to them about, you know? Yeah. About the importance of being engaged in the political process, even if they can't vote yet.
Totally. It's never too early to get them interested in how things work.
Exactly. Okay, so from politics, let's move on to a story that's super inspiring. This one's about Mae Jemison, the first African-American woman in space.
Oh, I love her. She's such a great role model.
She really is. And The Juice shares this amazing quote from her. She said, "Never be limited by other people's limited imagination. Never limit others because of your own limited imagination."
Wow, that's powerful, especially coming from someone who literally reached for the stars.
Right. It's like a message for kids, and honestly, for all of us, to dream big and not let anyone tell us what we can or can't do.
I love that. And it's especially important for kids from backgrounds that aren't always encouraged to pursue careers in, like science or technology. We need more people like Mae Jemison to show them that anything is possible.
Absolutely. Okay, ready for a little mood booster? because this next story is really heartwarming.
Oh, good. What's it about?
So there was this TV crew, right, covering Hurricane Milton, and they came across this cat just stranded in the middle of all the chaos.
Oh, no. Poor thing.
I know. But the best part is that the photographer, I think his name was David Barsanis, actually decided to risk his own safety to go and rescue the cat. He even bought her tuna.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right. And it's a great example of compassion in action, which is always a good thing for kids to see.
It really is. It shows them that even in the midst of a crisis, people can still be kind and look out for each other. And, you know, the fact that the story went viral just goes to show you how much people crave these kinds of positive stories, especially these days.
So true. It's a good reminder that even small acts of kindness can make a big difference. Speaking of making a difference, the last story today takes us to Gaza. It's a tough situation over there.
It really is. It's a humanitarian crisis. And The Juice does a good job of explaining it to kids in a way that's sensitive, but also informative.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, it doesn't shy away from the difficult stuff, but it also focuses on the efforts to get aid to the people who need it most.
Exactly. It's a good way to introduce these kinds of complex global issues to younger audiences. They highlight the challenges people are facing, but also emphasize the importance of finding peaceful solutions.
It's definitely a conversation starter, you know, about global responsibility and what we can all do to make a difference in the world, even in small ways.
Absolutely. It's about fostering empathy and understanding for people in different parts of the world, going through different experiences.
Well said. Wow, we covered a lot today. From sugary drinks and mountains to hurricanes and acts of kindness. Oh, and politics. It's amazing to see what kids are learning about these days.
I know, right? It's really inspiring. They are tackling some pretty big topics, and The Juice does a great job of breaking them down in a way that's engaging and thought-provoking. For kids and for adults, honestly.
Totally. And I like what you said earlier about how looking at the news through their eyes can be a good reminder to stay curious and optimistic, even when things seem a bit overwhelming.
Definitely. It's a good reminder that there's always hope and that even small actions can have a ripple effect. Remember that quote from Emily Jemison, "Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations." That's a good one to keep in mind, no matter what age you are.
Couldn't agree more. Well, on that note, that's a wrap for our deep dive today. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and never stop learning.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.